On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Ishmael Khawaja.
The WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arrested by British police at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He'd been living there since 2012, having first gone in to avoid being extradited to Sweden, where he faced sexual assault allegations. Ecuador says it withdrew his asylum because he kept breaking the rules. Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has praised the country's president.
Well, what we've shown today is that no one is above the law. Julian Assange is no hero. He is hidden from the truth for years and years. And it is right that his future should be decided in the British judicial system.
Scotland Yard's confirmed Mr. Assange is being held on behalf of US authorities, as well as for breaching bail conditions.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man accused of murdering another man who was found dead at a caravan park near Canterbury has appeared in court. The body of a 30-year-old was discovered after being stabbed in the chest at the site in Gates Hill in Dunkirk on Sunday night. 48-year-old Dimitri Palazzi, who lives on the site, has been remanded in custody and is due at Crown Court tomorrow. Eurosceptic Conservatives have criticised Theresa May for delaying Brexit again. The UK could still be in the EU until the end of October. The Prime Minister had previously said she wasn't prepared to remain past June.
KMFM News.
The Kent mum of a severely epileptic girl has told KMFM she's overwhelmed and emotional after getting a prescription for cannabis oil. 9-year-old Tegan Appleby from Elsham can have up to 300 seizures a day, and her mum Emma's been fighting to get her stronger treatment. Cannabis medication she got from the Netherlands was confiscated when she arrived back in the UK last week. But Emma says she'll keep pushing to get the medication back.
I think it's pretty much now the focus is on the Home Office, because, you know, they in the House of Commons the other day, they said they wanted to get it back as soon as possible. I've now done a few things they asked for. They asked for a UK prescription, which I've now got, and an import licence, which I've now got. So there's no reason now why that medication can't be given back to us immediately.
A Sevenoaks pub landlord who secretly used £81,000 of his parents' cash to keep his failing business running collapsed after hearing his sentence. The court heard Adrian White, who owns the Stanhope Arms in Church Road in Brasted and Westerham, transferred the money from his dad's account into his business account. The 57-year-old fell to the ground after being told he'll serve 25 and a half months in prison. Three men have been arrested after a cash machine was allegedly tampered with outside a Kent supermarket. A member of the public told police about suspicious activity at an ATM in Larkfield in the early hours of yesterday. Officers later stopped a car at junction 2 of the M20 and seized cash and tools. The men, who were 28, 30 and 32, have since been released on bail until next month. And bosses at a new medical school in Kent say they're pleased with the number of students who've expressed an interest in going there. The Uni of Kent has teamed up with Canterbury Christ Church to set up the facility, which will be based in Canterbury. Up to 100 graduates will be able to start lectures there in September 2020 as part of their studies. They'll also be based within the health and care sector across the county. Professor David Shepherd is from Canterbury Christchurch Uni.
Prospective students who are here today have the really exciting opportunity to become part of that journey to study in an innovative and distinctive medical school, which is setting out its stall to address those current challenges and prepare its graduates for a very different looking future for healthcare.
A second open day is going to take place at the end of June.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with details on how the old Maidstone boss left the club and the latest on the cricket this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Football, and Maidstone United's former manager has revealed for the first time what happened when he lost his job.
A bit of a weird one. I went straight into Maidstone Town Centre and bought a beer, really, and sat down. It was a bit strange.
Jay Saunders was sacked after a poor run of results earlier this season. He's now in charge of Margate and managed to secure their future in the Bostic Premier League, while his former club have been relegated.
And they felt that to move the club forward or the performances hadn't been good enough, and that they needed to act to keep themselves safe, which, kind of hasn't worked out.
You can hear more from Jay on this week's KM Football Podcast at kentonline.co.uk. So Staying with football, and Chelsea boss Maurizio Sarri has warned his players not to underestimate their Europa League opponents. They face Slavia Prague away from home in the quarter-finals. Elsewhere tonight, Arsenal host Napoli in North London. And in cricket, Kent are off to a fairly good start in their second county championship match of the season. They're looking to bounce back from defeat to Somerset earlier this week as they face Warwickshire. Kent are batting first, and a short time ago were on 82 for one.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.